All right, Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking with Eastland Cougar boys basketball coach Tyler Zumdahl. Immediately Thursday after, the Cougars got a win in the state semifinal round over Peoria Christian 55-35. So, coach, appreciate the time talking to us for a little bit here. Just speak to us about kind of the emotion for you and the kids immediately after getting to play for a state championship on Saturday.
It's incredible. You know, it's incredible. This group of guys has just been so committed and so bought in since last year ended. They really made it a goal, you know, to kind of avenge our loss last year and then continue it on, so to find ourselves in the state championship. I just couldn't be prouder and happier for those guys after all the work and sacrifice that they've made to get here.
I always love to see people come back and kind of coach at their alma mater. That's your story, where you played for the Eastland Cougars. Now you get to lead the Eastland Cougars to play for a state championship on Saturday. So just for you, you know, the meaning of this program and the meaning of getting to try to win a state championship for the school on Saturday with the community aspect and just everything, you know, going into it.
It means a lot. You know, what Coach Roger Rathe started, Coach Dunlap and Coach Tigas, you know, kept going and built for so many years. And now for me, to along with three other Eastland, you know, basketball alums, it's really special. You know, you saw our crowd out there. This community has completely rallied behind this great group of young men. So it's really got a special feel to it.
I think it's interesting, too, when you look at this year's kind of shakeup of the state tournament qualifier, small school, talking about 1A and 2A. Eastland really is the only, you know, true small town public school that's here. So just the community aspect, I saw the following you had here, probably will be ramped up a little bit on Saturday playing for the state championship. So do you feel that kind of community vibe coming into the game on Saturday with hope?
Absolutely. You know, our fans are some of the best in the state. You know, when we get to like state tournaments and things, they just absolutely show out. Our student section was awesome. You know, there's been a lot of well wishes from people, you know, around the state as well that are really pulling for us. So, you know, hopefully we can kind of use all that to give us a little extra momentum, and, you know, we'll need it on Saturday, no doubt.
Just kind of looking at the postseason path for you now, the big game and kind of the big story obviously was the win last Friday over Pecatonica, where around the state it kind of drew some conversation and some ire maybe, and I've seen like on social media where, you know, with kind of the slow pace of that game, you and the kids have had to deal with some vitriol and even hate maybe, right? So just speaking about getting through that and with, you know, high school kids having to deal with some of that outside noise, how do you think you've been able to handle that? I mean, pretty well, I would think, getting to the state championship game. So just kind of talk about that aspect of the run for you.
Yeah, you know, we've got a really mature group. You know, we've got a really, you know, just dedicated, gritty group. You know, they're worried about us, not all the outside noise. You know, what kind of gets lost up in all that is how good we were defensively, how good we were on the boards, how much high-level basketball was played throughout that game. You know, that sectional final lived up to the billing, and we earned that. So, you know, we've kind of let it just roll off our back and knew who we are and what we do. You know, and I think today should help that.
Yeah, that's a game, too, obviously, where you played – there's a third time you played Pecatonica, right? You had lost the first two games where you had to, you know, maybe probably change something up. So speaking about, you know, to the people who have been maybe a little bit annoyed or loud on social media about, you know, upset the way that game was played, anything really, you got a message to any of those people at all, or just basically just moving on forward, like you said, focusing on yourself?
No, we're locked into our locker room. This is a great group of guys. We all believe. That's all we're worried about.
All right, and then looking at kind of, you know, the run for you throughout the season, I know the NUIC, Northwest Upstate Illini Conference, always gets a lot of love for football, and rightfully so, but I think, you know, boys basketball the past few years, especially this year, and we talked about Pecatonica, they're at a great year, of course. Dakota had a really good year, too. Eastland playing for a state championship. So just speak about, you know, the level of play in that league. Looks like it's got you ready to try to play for a state championship on Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we've got a lot of great coaches and great players up there. You know, it's always a grind. You know, we really challenged ourselves with our non-conference schedule this year too. Played probably the toughest non-conference schedule in the state. So, you know, it's all just to prepare for the postseason. You know, even back in the summer we played a tough schedule. This, like I said, it's just been such a fun group, knowing that they're all committed, they're all going to be there, they're all going to put it out on the line every time they're on the court. So just really proud of them.
Back on December 7th, I was in Lanark one time this year, and that was the day, and you had a great shootout lineup that day, and little did we know that we'd see a preview of the 1A state championship game. Eastland versus Hope Academy played then. It was a 10-point win for you. So just kind of how cool to see that matchup again here at the State Farm Center Saturday. So just what do you take away from that one, you know, first time around coming into round two with Opa County with a little more on the line, I guess we say.
Yeah, you know, pretty unique. You know, we really, you know, try to get a lot of good teams in our shootout. We had as good a lineup as we've ever had. You know, obviously not knowing how it would all shake out, pretty cool. Yeah, that was a long time ago. You know, Hope's a different team now. You know, they're playing really well. So, yeah, we hopefully we got some confidence, you know, that we obviously beat them. But, you know, we got to get it done again. That nothing's going to carry over. They're playing really well. So it's going to be a challenge.
All right, Tyler Zumdahl, head coach of the Eastland Cougars, joining us in WRMJ. Cougars play for a state title on Saturday against Hope Academy. Coach, appreciate the time and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. Appreciate the coverage.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.